contamination increases, a pattern of alternating Gorgonism was produced. This exactly follows the constructive reinforcement and destruction of waves Professor Young demonstrated with his examination of light corpuscles, as we are now supposed to call them. We conclude that Gorgonism is a wave effect of some sort, and the act of observation is intimately involved, although on first acquaintance this is such a strange conclusion that some of us were inclined to reject it out of hand. We will, of course, be publishing our full findings in due course. I take pleasure in attaching a draft of our paper for your interest. In any case, you must be wondering by now just what the central finding is. This is not in our paper yet, because Dr. Rutherford is inclined to seek a possible explanation before publishing, but I regret to say that our most precise calorimetric analyses suggest that your theory of mass energy conservation is being violated, not on the order of ounces of weight, but by enough to detect. Carbon atoms are being transformed into silicon ions with an astoundingly high electropositivity, which can be accounted for if we assume that the effect is creating nuclear mass from somewhere. Perhaps you or your new colleagues at the Prussian Academy can shed some light on the issue. We are most perplexed, because if we accept this result, we are forced to accept the creation of new mass ab initio, or treat it as an experimental invalidation of your general theory of relativity. Your good friend, Hans Geiger. A portrait of the agent as a confused young man. Picture me standing in the pre-dawn chill in a badly mown field, yellowing parched grass up to the ankles. There's a wooden fence behind me, a road on the other side of it with the usual traffic cams and streetlights, and a helicopter in police markings parked like a gigantic cyborg beetle in the middle of the roundabout, bulging with muscular-looking sensors and night-sun floodlights, and making a racket like an explosion in a noise factory. Before me, there's a field full of concrete cows, grazing safely and placidly in the shadow of some low trees, which are barely visible in the overspill from the streetlights. Long shadows stretch out from the fence, darkness exploding toward the ominous lump at the far end of the paddock. It's autumn, and dawn isn't due for another 30 minutes. I lift my modified camcorder and zoom in on it, thumbing the record button. The lump looks a little like a cow that's lying down. I glance over my shoulder at the chopper, which is beginning to spool up for takeoff. I'm pretty sure I'm safe here, but I can't quite suppress a cold shudder. On the other side of the field... Datum point. Bob Howard, Bancroft Park, Milton Keynes. Time is 07:14 on the morning of Tuesday the 18th. I have counted the cows, and there are 9 of them. One is prone, far end of paddock, GPS coordinates to follow. Preliminary surveillance indicated no human presence within a quarter kilometer, and residual thermal yield is below 200 Celsius, so I infer that it is safe to approach the target. One unwilling foot goes down in front of another. I keep an eye on my dosimeter, just in case. There's not going to be much secondary radiation hereabouts, but you can never tell. The first of the cows looms up at me out of the darkness. She's painted black and white, and this close-up there's no mistaking her for a sculpture. I pat her on the nose. Stay cool, Daisy. I should be safely tucked up in bed with Mo, but she's away on a 2-week training seminar at Dunwich, and Angleton got a bee in his bonnet and called a code blue emergency. The cuffs of my jeans are damp with dew, and it's cold. I reach the next cow, pause, and lean on its rump for a zoom shot of the target. Ground zero, range 20 meters. Subject is bovine, down, clearly terminal. Length is roughly 3 meters, breed, unidentifiable. The grass around it is charred, but there's no sign of secondary combustion. I dry swallow. Thermal bloom from abdomen. There's a huge rip in its belly where the boiling intestinal fluids exploded, and the contents are probably still glowing red-hot inside. I approach the object. It's clearly the remains of a cow. Equally clearly, it has met a most unpleasant end. The dosimeter says it's safe. Most of the radiation effects from this sort of thing are prompt. There are minimal secondary products, luckily. But the ground underneath is scorched, and the hide has blackened and charred to a gritty, ash-like consistency. There's a smell like roast beef hanging in the air, with an unpleasant undertang of something else. I fumble in my shoulder bag and pull out a thermal probe. Then, steeling myself, shove the sharp end in through the rip in the abdomen. I nearly burn my hand on the side as I do so. It's like standing too close to an open oven. Core temperature 266-267. Stable. Taking core samples for isotope ratio checks. I pull out a sample tube and a sharp probe and dig around in the thing's guts, trying to tease a chunk of ashy, charred meat loose. I feel queasy. I like a well-cooked steak as much as the next guy, but there's something deeply wrong about this whole scene. I try not to notice the exploded eyeballs or the ruptured tongue bursting through the blackened lips. This job is quite gross enough as it is, without adding my own dry heaves to the mess. Samples safely bottled for analysis, I back away and walk in a wide circle around the body, recording it from all angles. An open gate at the far end of the field and a trail of impressions in the ground completes the picture. Hypothesis, open gate. Someone let Daisy in, walked her to this position near the herd, then backed off. Daisy was then illuminated and exposed to a Class 3 or better basilisk, whether animate or simulated. We need a plausible disinformation pitch, forensics workover of the paddock gate and fence, check for exit signs and footprints, and some way of identifying Daisy to see which herd she came from. If any livestock is reported missing over the next few days, that would be a useful indicator. Meanwhile, core temperature is down to under 500 Celsius. That suggests the incident happened at least a few hours ago. It takes a while for something the size of a cow to cool down that far. Since the basilisk has obviously left the area and there's not a lot more I can do, I'm now going to call in the cleaners. End. I switch off the camcorder, slide it into my pocket, and take a deep breath. The next bit promises to be even less pleasant than sticking a thermocouple in the cow's ass to see how long ago it was irradiated. I pull out my mobile phone and dial 999. Operator? Police dispatch, please. Police dispatch?